Welcome to McGuire on the Wire, where you'll discover top stories and strategies in specialty tax broken down by our experts. You'll also meet leaders from across the firm who will discuss McGuire Sponsel's approach to common challenges faced by our clients.
I'm Justin Gephardt. On today's episode, I'm joined by Relationship Manager Tim LeMasters. We will discuss client challenges and opportunities Tim has observed as we approach tax season. Enjoy the episode. Tim, it's been a while, man. Good to have you back on.
Hey, thanks. I think I was one of the original, right? OGs on this thing, wasn't I?
That's right, man.
I think so.
That's right. Well, hey, it's obviously been a while. We've rolled through a lot of people at our firm, introducing them, and wanted to circle back with you, kind of give an update on what you're doing with a lot of our alliance network. So if you wouldn't mind to spend a few minutes, give a little refresher, who you are, what's your role, and kind of go from there.
Yeah, no, that's great. Obviously I'm out of our headquarters, out of Indianapolis. I was reflecting a little bit before this. It's kind of funny where we've come over the last 5 years. When I first took this job, I started back April 3rd of 2017, and believe it or not, I was the 27th hire at that time. And I think we're sitting right just below 100 people now. So for me, what I've done over the last 5 years is just found a way to build out a network of relationships throughout the Midwest mostly. My role kind of is partnering with the firms in Michigan, Ohio, PA. I've got some relationships, lucky for me, down in Florida. Also Kansas, St. Louis area. So I'm just bringing value of our services, making sure that they have the technical resources that they need to drive the additional resources in McGuire Sponsel to their clients.
Yeah, it's funny. I was reflecting as well. You know, I remember meeting you, kind of interviewing around a cocktail table at a local brewery. We had a few beers, and you were worrying about, you know, is this right for you? You know, we do a lot of technical piece in the tax world, and that kind of was a little bit of a fear factor for you. But the thing we were looking at is you're a people person. You care about helping clients. You care about bringing value to clients, and that's ultimately a very important part of what we do. And so I was just kind of reflecting back, you know, you mentioned 5 years ago and that piece of it and your ability to lean on your relationship, but then also to continue to learn on the technical side. And you've been very, very successful at it, but it's because you genuinely care about helping your clients and you know you've got a strong bench behind you here at McGuire Sponsel.
Yeah, no, I agree, Justin. I am blessed to be able to have the technical folks internally, but also blessed to have been able to build the relationships that I have outside the firm. It's funny because I'll be sitting at dinner, I'll be sitting by the fire at home and getting pictures from relationships. They're doing the same thing. You know, that is what I wanted to have, and I've been lucky to find those relationships over the last 5 years.
So as you've talked with some of those strong relationships, what are you hearing from their perspective? What's kind of going on in the accounting world and merging that with the specialty tax world that we operate in? What does that look like over the coming months?
Yeah, so extension season sounds like it's been a lot bigger than what it has been in the past. I think there's some challenges that a lot of firms are facing. One of the challenges that we're actually facing now is people. Finding that, 3 to 5 year manager, senior manager level. It's just a struggle. It's a very competitive market right now. So with extensions being busy, a lot of the head partners, they've got a lot more work on their desk, right? And so I think they've been able to have an actual summer for the first time in a while. It's been at least 2 or 3 years since I've heard people say, yeah, I actually got to take a vacation for a week. You know, I was actually took some time off and I actually unplugged, which is good to hear, right? They need that. So I think that's one of them, but the other one is that I'm noticing is there's kind of a divide on in-person work and remote work. There are firms that have gone pretty much remote 100%. There are firms that are 50-50. There are firms that are 100% in office. It almost depends on the territory and the area that it's in. So the struggle that they're seeing, yes, there are firms that love the remote work. The issue with that is training, you know, getting people up to par, getting them ready to go, right? You don't have that senior manager, that manager that can just walk up to a partner's office, knock on the door and say, hey, I need some help with this, right? The back and forth camaraderie that they're not able to have when they're remote. It's in person is obviously where that's at. So I think the 50-50 part is starting to be a little bit more consistent across most of the CPA relationships that I personally have. There are some that are now struggling to get people back in office. You know, they want to, hey, we've been out of office, we've been 100% remote work, but we realize we do need to get in the office one, maybe 2 days a week consistently and make sure that we're doing that 100% capacity, right? Just so they can have the training on site, the in-person camaraderie, things like that. So I think those are the main things that we're facing right now. But as we roll into tax season, you know, obviously we've got the 9/15 deadlines right around the corner. It happens quick. So with all the extensions going on, the issue that we run into sometimes is our clients, what? They delay, mm-hmm. delay. And then it's just mad rush to get everything moving. So we're trying to focus on making sure that we're getting things in front of our relationships that they have so that they can put them in front of their clients to expedite some of this stuff, right? As we know, as we were just talking about, the talent issue, it creates some struggles of getting things done in an efficient manner. So I think that we need to make sure that we're focusing on putting pressure on our clients collectively so that we can make sure that we're getting things in front of us and our CPA relationships and completed in a timely fashion.
You know, you hit on something that obviously everyone's experiencing, and it's the workforce issues. You know, it's bringing people in, finding talented people, retaining talented people. Two big things that really pop up in my head as we kind of look at that and how we align with firms, we've really seen two items that we kind of assist firms in. You know, those larger firms that historically have done some of the, you know, R&D tax credits or the cost segregation in-house, some of that talent is no longer within that firm, and they're realizing that they need to have another reliable source to lean on. We've transitioned a lot of really good sized firms in the past 12 to 18 months because of that. The second piece that I would like you to hit on is the data mining concept. You know, as firms look to continue to serve their clients, you mentioned they're so busy right now with doing work that sometimes taking a second to look and say, okay, how else can we bring value to them? It's hard to do right now. So I think that data mining concept that we've worked on with some key relationships of ours has been a good way to offset that.
Well, first one's, you're absolutely correct. I mean, we have to lean on each other more now than we ever have. And that's not just our relationships to us. That's our relationships to other CPA firms. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, if we're having struggling issues with getting things done, well, we need to focus on what we really can do best, right? So if we can do X very good and Y is something that we struggle with a little bit, maybe need to lean on some other people, let's just ship that stuff out, right? So I think that's what a lot of our relationships are doing. I'm getting more calls today with stuff that we don't even do internally. But everybody knows, well, McGuire Sponsor works with close to, what, 400 CPA firms across the country. Let's see if they've got a resource that we can lean on, right? So those are things that I'm getting questions on now, which is fine. I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to be the guy, right? I always mm-hmm. want to be the guy for my relationship. If they need something and we can't find it internally, then we're going to find it externally for them. The second piece, so data mining, I think what I struggle with initially with data mining, we're not the firm that goes out and says, give us your client list, right? That's just not how we work. So when this was presented to me, I was kind of standoffish a little bit. And then having some conversations with Jerry and him being on the other side of the table, it was beneficial for him to do this. So we unrolled it out to just one or two firms. And when we did that, we found that it's not something that CPAs were not bringing this to the table with their clients. It's just as we get busy and getting our day-to-day work, we miss some things. Right, and there's a ton of opportunity that was left on the table with some very, very good sized firms. I mean, firms that get it, right? Firms that are actually getting after it, understand our services, understand what they're looking for. There was still probably a dozen to two dozen clients that were just missed. So those opportunities are great, and I think the data mining allows them not to have to dig up some of these opportunities, allows us to kind of get a review what their client base looks like, do our own internal research with that data mining, and then submit that to them and say, hey, here's some of the opportunities that we see as we've gone through this. What's it look like for you to have these conversations with your client, or would you like us to do that? So it's been a 50-50 mix with that. We've seen some where they want us to go in and dig in for them and then actually go to their clients direct. We have some that are like, hey, Tim, do me a favor. Can you look into this? But I want to be a part of this the whole way. Let's have a conversation once you find some additional opportunities, and let's see if we can attack this together. So I think data mining has been a big success for, I think we've done close to half a dozen firms now. All the response has been, this has been great.
Yeah, I think back when we were first exploring this idea, the fear, you know, we pride ourselves so much on that CPA relationship that we've built, and we don't want to do anything to jeopardize that. And so there was this initial fear of, how's this going to come off? But with Jerry's experience being, you know, an executive leader at a top 50 firm, and his ability to communicate how that could be viewed, and that a firm of that size kind of needs that extra help to get the resources, really helped push us. And then I think also just the ability to say, guys, we're not reaching out directly to your clients. We're just doing this with you. We're team. You know, we talk to firms all across the country, and we say, we want to be an extension of your firm. 100%. And that's exactly it.
Absolutely.
You know, these are conversations we're having as partners, not as a vendor. It's a partner conversation.
Well, I think that's been the success of our firm is we've stayed course, right? We've stayed on course. How easy would it be in certain situations to just pivot and say, you know what, let's go to direct to market, right? It'd be simple to do that. But our motto and what Dave and TJ and their vision, we've stayed on that. There's one thing that I tell people, and I maybe shouldn't tell them on the first date, right, when I meet with people, is I don't want to be viewed as a vendor. We don't want to be viewed as a vendor.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's hard for some CPAs because they've never had someone tell them that.
Yeah, so you hit on kind of what, looking ahead, you know, think back about the 5 years you've been at our firm. The growth we've had from a staff standpoint, the growth we've had from our practice line, you know, we've added our global practice. You know, we're expanding territory. We're going to open up a Dallas office. You know, and then expanding out west next year. So I think you look at some of these exciting steps we're taking. Where do you see, I know this is a pretty big question, but where do you see the firm in the next 5 years?
It is loaded. But I look at it like this. We've been lucky with the people that we've had internally. We've been lucky with the people that are client facing. We've been lucky with the BD group to have people that just want to support our relationships.
Well, right. You look at it, and that point exactly, you look at how much of a partner we are with our firms. That's how our global practice was launched. Firms came to us and said, guys, we're top 50 firm, and we struggle building this in-house. We've tried throughout the years. People come, people go. We know that we have exposure here. We need help. Go build it for us. Yeah. And we did so. And I think as you look at our next 5 years and how much of a partner we are to firms, what are those other areas that they need help with?
That's it.
And that's the cool part about what we are.
Compliance is issues. The complexity of international is just beyond most of our relationships, right? So I think we're finding out that that's going to be a huge part of our growth. We've got a lot of income of people calling, looking for opportunities with international tax. And I can tell you, Justin, it is rapid. So as I look in the next 5 years, I do believe that international tax is going to go to the next level.
5 years in, you've kind of shifted and evolved over those 5 years. What do you enjoy? What do you like about where you're at? What do you like about where you're going?
Yeah, I would say it's the change every year, but it's really more of a week-to-week change. I enjoy the week-to-week change. I enjoy doing something different every single week. It's exciting. It's a lot of fun. Challenging. There's a lot of challenges that come into it. Doing podcasts. If you told me I was going to be on a podcast with you, I'd have laughed at you, right? These things have all evolved in our firm with us. That's what makes this job so much fun. It's just knowing that next week there's going to be a new challenge I get to face. We as a firm will face it, and we'll take it on together.
Well, Tim, I appreciate it. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you'd like to connect with Tim directly, contact information can be found in the show notes.
This has been McGuire on the Wire, Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and follow us on social @McGuireSponsel to get more industry news and firm updates.